It's often reported that the number one fear among people around the world isn't spiders, it's not snakes or heights or even death. Believe it or not, it's actually public speaking. You may be nodding your head right now in agreement, and if so, then imagine this. You're at a really big family Thanksgiving dinner. You're an invited friend, you're not part of the family. In fact, you barely know anyone there. So you are floored when the head of the house clinks their glass, gets everyone's attention, and then asks you, yes, you, to say a few words and then give the opening prayer. Can you feel yourself just melting into the chair and sliding under the table? Have you ever been in a situation like that? Called upon to say a few words and then nothing, just stone-cold silence. Well, the theme of this meditation from 1 Chronicles chapter 29 is finding victory in the right words to say. Specifically, finding words of thanksgiving to say to God. So whether it's sunrise or sunset, intentionally set aside this time to lift your heart, your mind, and your soul to God. In soft whispered words and victorious thoughts of thanksgiving. Start by taking 3 deep, slow belly breaths as your eyes start to close softly and trust in this place of thanksgiving, this time of blessing, and newly found words of joy to God, Spirit, and Son. Prepare by listening and praying through this passage from Isaiah chapter 12 and respond softly, Lord God, I give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Behold, God, my salvation. Lord God, I give you thanks and praise your glorious name. I will trust you and not be afraid. And Lord God, I give you thanks and praise your glorious name. For the Lord God is my strength and my song. Yes, he has become my salvation. And Lord God, I give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Continue on now, hiding in the secret room of your heart to humble yourself before God. Just be still here, be aware, and be known. Be thankful for this gift of time now before your Creator. Are your hands still sweating, imagining sharing a few words in front of all those people? Is your pulse still racing, being asked to pray in front of strangers? Well, be mindful for a moment of your thoughts and your emotions around this anxiety. How do you feel being speechless? Take a note of what the Holy Spirit brings to mind right now. Feel no judgment. Just simply note your emotions when you face being speechless before God, being frozen in His presence, tongue-tied before your Heavenly Father. Now take this time to center your attention on God, as he changes you from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and center on positive words of thanksgiving from you to God. Center on thoughts of praise and honor and glory. Center too on your breathing, breathless whispers as you take deep belly breaths. Let each slow, deep exhale be a single word of praise, a different word each time of thanksgiving. These thoughts may make you anxious, and that's okay. You belong right here. But note your anxiety and become more mindful of your breathing, deep, full belly breathing, and soft, breathless whispers of thanksgiving and praise. Feel no judgment if your thoughts drift back to silent fear. Part of being given the mind of Christ is learning how to move from silence to praise. So let any lingering thoughts of fear and anxiety remind you to come back to thoughts of thanksgiving as you pray a breathless whisper, Lord God, I give you thanks and praise your glorious name. In fact, now center on the sacred words, thanks and praise, for the next few moments. Fix your heart now on listening to God's Word. This, the first of three readings from Holy Scripture. And listen for the purpose in this letter written by the prophet Ezra. He was writing to Jews imprisoned, now returning from exile. He was helping them understand how to worship God again. So listen now for a word for you from Ezra. Within 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 13 from the New International Version. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. How did you feel hearing these words from Ezra? Let them permeate your mind, words from long ago. Once more. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Be mindful of your breathing as you linger over this short lesson in words to say to God. Whisper them until they saturate your soul and bring certain peace to your core. Allow this second expanded divine reading from the New Living Translation to be shared as a prayer from you to the Lord. That should be simple because this is a prayer. Dear Lord God, yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Everything in heavens and on earth is yours. O Lord, this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. Wealth and honor come from you alone, and you rule over everything. Power and might are in your hand, and at your discretion, people are made great and given strength. O our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. Amen. Let your thoughts from this prayer from Scripture move you now into a hidden place of secret prayer once again. For the next minute, continue to whisper soft, single words of thanksgiving. Single words that describe who he is to you. Single words describing how he makes you feel. Let these single words become a chorus of words in praise to God now. Reading this passage now a third time, take this time to rest in peaceful pondering. Notice what you feel, see, and hear in this full experience as you listen to this wider passage from the Amplified Version. Therefore, David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly, and David said, "Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hands are power and might, and in your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. And now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name." What did you experience in this passage? What stood out to you? While resting in imaginative contemplation, I want you to be in the assembly as you see David approaching to speak to the huge crowd. Work your way closer to the front, nudging people to the side. As you get closer, see David's face. What do you see as he begins to speak? As the words seem to flow without effort, watch as his eyes close. See him raise his arms in praise, perhaps. How do you feel watching him pray? How do you feel listening to him? Well, take the next minute to let this be your time of speaking to the Lord. No comparison with David, no judgment. Just using your words, your groanings, and perhaps even your tears as you whisper now your own words of praise, honor, glory, and thanksgiving to God. Whether at the start or the end of your day, rest here for as long as you can, whispering, "Lord God, I give you thanks and praise your glorious name." Letting the sacred words thanks and praise guide you through moments of fear and silence. even in the midst of moments of certain silence, stay mindful of opportunities that God may use you to share a word. A word not of your own creation, but one from the Holy Spirit through you. While it may not be a large assembly, look for a friend, or perhaps even a wandering stranger, someone you can speak to today. And when you're ready, whether at the beginning or the end of your day, walk boldly into silence with the expectation of finding divine words to share. Face moments of stone-faced silence by whispering words of praise, for it will be then and there that you will encounter the presence and peace of God. Now let me pray this benediction over you, that you diligently seek moments to praise His glorious name, words to offer Him willingly, not words of your choosing, but words He gives you to offer back to Him in thanksgiving. And may the Lord bless you and save you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be merciful to you. The Lord turn His countenance toward you and grant you His peace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be that which you encounter now and always. Amen.